Negro, screening from February 24th. Other highlights include Julie Dash's seminal Daughters of the Dust, the music films Molly Blues and Sign of the Times, and a new Canadian documentary about the untold history of black hockey players, Soul on Ice.
Saturday, February 11th, George Bear presents Bob Marley's birthday bash at the Grandview Legion Hall on Commercial Drive. Come enjoy Jamaican food and refreshments and listen to the East Van All-Stars live. Get your tickets at Zulu Records, High Life Records, and Butter King.
Dave Radio, Fridays at noon on CITR.
Wow, wow, Dave, you're so sway. Oh, Dave, I like your shave.
LGBTQ.
As a station, we believe in playing content with artistic and cultural merit, and sometimes that category includes material which can be construed as offensive. For those who have children nearby or are sensitive to provocative material, the following broadcast may have strong language, themes, or be otherwise objectionable. Please consider tuning out and revisiting CITR after this program.
I'm Dave Campbell.
I'm Dave Frank.
We're the Daves.
And you're listening to CITR FM 101.9.
CITR Radio.
And these are the Daves of our lives.
It is Friday, the 3rd of February, 2017, and you're listening to Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio. We're broadcasting live on CITR 101.9 FM and streaming on the World Wide Web at CITR.ca from our studios underlooking the agora of the Palatial Student Nest on the Musqueam territory of Oksen, better known to you as the Point Grey campus of the University of British Columbia. On the program today, it is snowing out. The staff have chickened out. We are completely at our in control of our own devices here, and so you don't know what's going on. Of course, out in the real world, well, it's like I said, it's snowing. There's some kind of faculty games thing going on in the Agora, but you won't hear any of that because we're behind soundproof walls. What we will do, though, is let you know about some of the stuff that's going on this weekend, including the finale for Shindig tonight at Pat's Pub, and talk about some other important events in local independent theater, film, and music, and what this weekend's anti-Trump protest is going to be. It's Vancouver's go-to hour for local independent theater, film, and music, and it starts right now. Don't touch that dial. Well, after four wonderful months of fun facts, high fives, laughter, friendship, camaraderie, and music, the Shindig finale has finally arrived. It's happening tonight, February 3rd, at Pat's Pub in the Patricia Hotel, 403 East Hastings at Dunleavy. And the three bands that managed to get through all of the elimination rounds and the semifinals and all the other stuff are Carousel Scene, Little Sprout, and Mark Mills. And they will be battling it out tonight. The theme of the finales will be to dress bold. So you are requested to wear an outfit that says bold to you, whatever that means. If it means bold colors, if you think it more sort of a formal thing, if you think it's something, you know, a little out of the box, you know, just something that people might not expect. Any whatever way you think expresses yourself in a bold fashion, that's what we want to see tonight at Pat's Pub at 8 o'clock. So let's hear who's going to be playing. So, as I said, the bands are, in this order, Mark Mills, Carousel Scene, and Little Sprout.
Take the money.
So that's Little Sprout, and we also heard from Carousel Scene and Mark Mills, and they are the lineup for tonight's big finale at Shindig. And if you want to know more about that, listen to this.
After 13 weeks of the best CITR Shindig Battle of the Bands on record,
this Friday, February 5th, is a finale. All of the contestants in this year's round have been brave AF.
So this year's finale theme is bold. Dress however bold feels to you.
And see Mark Mills, Carousel Scene, and Little Sprout do their thing.
Thanks to our sponsors, AMS Events, Backline Musician Services, Canadian Music Week, Discorder Magazine, Fader Master Studios, Rain City Recorders, Mint Records, Music Waste Festival, Nimbus Recording, Thunderbird Radio Hell, Six Cent Press, Silver Fox Postering, Band Merch Canada, Blue Light Studios, Zulu Records, Four Winds Brewery, Fernie Brewing, and Print Print.
It could just be the boldest night of the year.
Crimes and Treasons Radio, this is Riff Raff. Every Tuesday from 9 to 11 p.m. on 101.9 FM.
Yes, yes, you and I rocking with the best, 101.9 CITR Radio. Crimes and Treasons, this is your boy Just Blaze. Right now you're rocking with Jules Andre Brown, Rolly Rails, Jamal Steels, and Horsepower. You know what it is, all right?
Yo, it's Iron Sue, man. I want to shout out Crimes and Treasons Radio, man. CITR 101.9, man. Turn up, turn up, turn up.
I like turnips.
Tune in every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. for A Little Bit of Soul with your host, Jade Park. A Little Bit of Soul plays primarily old recordings of jazz, swing, big band, blues, oldies, and Motown.
How do you like that, huh? Hey, things are ramping up. as you well know. And a couple of days ago, one of my Facebook friends was sort of musing about how, let's see, we had a protest march 2 weeks ago after the Trump's inauguration, and then we had another protest march last Saturday at the airport because of the travel ban thing. And he kind of half facetiously asked the question, what are we going to do this weekend? Well, there's lots to do. There's going to be a vigil at the Al-Masjid Al-Jamia Mosque, which is at 8th and Ash in Fairview in Vancouver. And that is in solidarity with the folks of the Quebec City Mosque who suffered that horrible tragedy on Sunday. Join the Pakistan-Canada Association, the Al-Jamia Mosque, and the Coalition Against Bigotry Pacific in a candlelight vigil and multi-faith memorial service in solidarity with the congregation of the Quebec City Grand Mosque. In conjunction with Days of Action Against Islamophobia and Deportations, February 4th and 5th, in solidarity with the Muslim community across Canada. The Vigil and Memorial Service are a welcome space for Muslims of all denominations, as well as people of faiths and other beliefs. And the mosque is just a short walk from Olympic Station. It's actually just like a block away from Broadway and Ash, and sort of behind, what used to be the London Drugs. I'm kind of mixed up about what's there now, but you know what I'm talking about. Anyway, it gets underway tomorrow at 5 o'clock. There's some light rain predicted, as well as the snow, so dress appropriately for the weather. There's also going to be a rally at 6:30 at Jack Poole Plaza, and they're kind of working in conjunction. So you can start with the rally at the mosque at 8th and Ash, and then head on down to Jack Poole Plaza. It all gets underway at 5 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. So get out there, make your voice be heard, let the world know that we don't put up with this kind of stuff. Now, also going on this weekend, let's play a little bit of music. This is a musician that's been around for quite a while, actually, and she's actually been playing since she was about 10 years old. Now I can't find the Facebook posting for it, but it's Louise Burns, and she's got a brand new CD out called Young Mopes. There, I found it. And it's there's going to be a party tomorrow at 9 o'clock at the Lido at 518 East Broadway. So check out some new stuff from Louise Burns.
Oh, dear.
That's Little Destroyer and their new song Rattlesnakes, and they have been very busy, Little Destroyer. They've been cruising back and forth between Vancouver and San Francisco and a couple other places in California, Los Angeles, doing some showing, doing some mixing, doing some recording, and it's all going to come together tonight at Studio Vostok, 246 Kiefer Street in sunny Chinatown. Doing a record release party with special guests, including, and I had them right here, and it's going to be gone here, and it's, never mind. Where'd it go? Okay, never mind. Little Destroyer playing tonight, Studio Vostok. Lots of great fun with that, and yeah, check it out. Don't be a stranger.
You're good for nothing, boy. You'll only bring me down. And I can't help myself. Guess I like you around. Put a little trust in a hated man. Drop dead gorgeous, going nowhere fast. Just a little crush on a hated man. I'm feeling like a wreck and the ship's gonna crash.
got his fingers in my hair. He knows it makes it hard to swim. He's got me fighting for some air.
That's the New Black and Shipwreck on Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio CITR 101.9 FM. Tonight is opening up, opening night for Corleone by David Mann. It is a, it's an interesting combination of ideas. It's the story of The Godfather, the book by Mario Puzo, the film by Francis Ford Coppola, starring Marlon Brando and Al Pacino. Yeah, that Godfather. But it's been rewritten by David Mann as if it was a Shakespearean tragedy. It's done in Elizabethan verse, iambic pentameter, all that kind of stuff, but sort of still set in modern times. And if that isn't interesting enough already, it's produced by Classic Chic. And Classic Chic is the company that produces plays with an all-female cast playing both female and male characters. So all the male characters are played by women and all the female characters are played by women. And some great actors involved in this production. For example, Don Corleone is played by the great Nicola Lippmann. Stefania Indelicato is playing Michael. Do I have the rest of the cast list? Here we go. Let's see. Colleen Winston is in it. Christina Wells Campbell, Caitlin Williams, Corina Akison, Lindsay Curl. Just a whole list of some of the great actors of the female variety on stage in The Godfather. And so that's all going on tonight, opening night tonight. I think they've sold out, actually. But it's happening until the 25th of February at Pacific Theater at 12th and Hemlock. Tuesday night, February 7th, is a special Pay What You Can event. I'm mistaken. Last night was the Pay What You Can. Tuesday night is a special event called an Italian Celebration. It's a fundraiser at the Big Rock Urban, which is at 310 West 4th Avenue in the Olympic Village area. And it only costs $30, and that includes dinner, your choice of beverage, and lots of entertainment, including a best dress prize, best mafioso or Shakespearean attire. There's a Take on the Don contest with Vancouver actor Bill Posbon. There's Godfather trivia, a silent auction, a screening of The Godfather, and you get to meet the cast as well. So that's happening Tuesday night at Big Rock at 4th and I want to say Manitoba, 310 West 4th Avenue. But the play itself, Corleone, the Shakespearean Godfather, is happening from now until February 25th at Pacific Theater at 12th and Hemlock. You don't want to miss that.
They gave him his orders down in Monroe, Virginia. Son, you're running way behind time. This is not the 38, it's the old 97. Better get a dispenser on time. Yeah.
Yeah, the great Eugene Ripper with a buzzing buzzing microphone there. Hey, you don't want to miss this. Tonight at the Rio at Broadway and Commercial, a local film, feature film that has been getting a lot of buzz on, not that kind of buzz, but like actual talk at the film festivals around the country and around the continent. It's called Candyland, and it's got one name. It's got one big name. It's got Gary Busey in it, but it also has some great local actors like James Clayton, Shayla Horstall, Lori Triolo, David Lewis, Blaine Anderson, directed by Rusty Nixon. And it is kind of a creepy, well, it's got Gary Busey in, so it's going to be a little creepy, but it's kind of a horror movie, thriller kind of thing. The basic story on it is that you've got a young couple who they decide that they just don't like the outside world. So they isolate themselves in their apartment and create their own reality. But their possessive love descends into a surreal savagery. Their only hope for survival is the intervention of Peter's estranged father, Arnie, played by Gary Busey. But will he reach them in time? It's 8 o'clock tonight at the Rio Theater. It's only $10 in advance, $12 at the door. Doors open at 8. Screening starts at 8:30, so don't worry if you're not there right at the very moment. And the cast, including producer and actor Blaine Anderson, will be there to answer your questions after the screening. So that sounds like a lot of fun. Candyland at the Rio tonight.
The Thunderbirds just keep flying. Join us this Saturday as CITR Sports brings you UBC Basketball. The unstoppable Thunderbirds men and women, led by superstars Madison Penn and Connor Morgan, will look to claw through UNBC in their final homestand before the playoffs. Tip off at 5 p.m. this Saturday from War Memorial Gym, only on CITR 101.9 FM.
Lincoln Alexander was a black Canadian who achieved much in politics. The child of Jamaican immigrants, he served in the Royal Canadian Air Force during World War II. He graduated from the Osgoode Hall Law School in 1953 and practiced at a number of firms for more than a decade. In 1968, he ran in Canada's federal election in the Hamilton West Electoral District. He won and became Canada's first black member of parliament. He served four consecutive terms before stepping down in 1980. In 1985, he was appointed Lieutenant Governor of Ontario, becoming the first black Canadian to hold a vice-regal position. Alexander passed away on October 19, 2012. In December 2013, Lincoln Alexander Day was made a law in Ontario and is held on January 21st. His wife, Marnie Beale Alexander, is currently working to make it a national holiday for Canada. This has been a Black History Month PSA brought to you by CITR.
Interested in starting a project to benefit the representation or experiences of historically disadvantaged groups within the UBC community?
Apply for funding through the Equity Enhancement Fund, which supports community-based initiatives that enhance equity, diversity, inclusion, and intercultural understanding at UBC.
It's open to UBC students, faculty, and staff. The deadline is February 28, 2017.
More information can be found at equity.ubc.ca/EEF-fund.
Tune in every Tuesday from 8 till 9 p.m. for Inside Out with your hosts AJK and Zia for exciting new dance music.
Time now for the CITR call board. Call for artists, actors, directors, producers, crew, for other contributors for productions around Metro Vancouver. It's our belief that auditions announced here should be open to all genders, ethnicities, ages, and backgrounds. In fact, we encourage everyone to read for everything. And we're going to start out with a submission from right here at CITR. You just heard it's Black History Month, and we're doing some special programming. There's going to be a special Black History Month show every Wednesday at 1 o'clock, and anyone who's interested is welcome to contribute. Looking for folks who are interested in producing special programming relating to Black History Month, and if you are already if you're already a CITR programmer and you're doing something on your own show, John is asking you to submit it to him as well so you can rebroadcast it, because we want to get as much much exposure as we can on that. So all you have to do is contact John Q, who is our spoken word coordinator, and that is spoken word, all one word, at CITR.ca. Or you can contact the student executive spoken word director, Elizabeth Holliday, and she is spokenword.exec at CITR.ca if you want to get the ball rolling. And you can also look on the CITR website if you want more information about that. BC Schizophrenia Society is doing a puppet show called What Are Friends For? This is going to be happening in the spring, April, May, and June. It's an educational puppet show for children ages 9 to 11, and it aims to challenge stigma and promote empathy related to psychosis. They're looking for puppeteers. So if you can handle the puppet stuff and maybe do a little bit of talking to the audience as yourself as well, they'd really like to hear from you. So the person to contact is Jennifer, and she is at the BC Schizophrenia Society, and her email is puppets@bcss.org. And we've got Solid Rock United Nation in Port Coquitlam. And this is, I believe it's a church group, but they do a full-on professional production of a show called Jubilation. And that's going to be happening later on in the spring. And so they're doing their auditions every Monday and Wednesday for the month of February. So if you're interested in that, you can contact them. Go to their website and see what it's all about. It's called Solid Rock United Nation. And it's solid-rock-united.com. And the Vancouver Professional Theatre Alliance is having their general auditions coming up at the end of the month. They're looking for the qualifying auditions are on February 15th. And so you can contact them. Go to their website, gvpta.ca, and click on the UGA, Unified General Audition Notice for Actors, to find out more about that. Optimistic Music Company. We love judges. There's all kinds of great positive messages being given out on the call board today. Optimistic Music Company doing a new musical by Alistair and Helen McCullough. It's called Under the Same Sky. It's going to be on in April at Studio 17 and 7th in Granville. And their auditions are tomorrow, Saturday, February 4th, at the Fairview Church at 11th and Fir. They're specifically looking for a woman singer in the alto mezzo range to play Laura, and anyone 18 and older to join the chorus, male or female. North Van Community Players doing Yesteryear by Joanna McClellan Glass. That's happening in May. The auditions are on Sunday at Hendry Hall in North Vancouver. The Beach House Theater in Crescent Beach doing Heart of Robin Hood and Tales of King Arthur in repertory during August. And their auditions are on Sunday at Alexander Neighborhood House in Surrey. Staircase Theater doing The Hunger Room, a dark thriller. And that's going to be the PAL Theater in May. And that will be under an equity contract, an Indy 2.2. So you'll get a little bit of cash for that. The auditions are on Monday and Tuesday, February 6th and 7th. And we don't have a contact number, but it's Staircase Theater. So they're on Facebook, so you can check them out. Surrey Little Theater doing Joan McLeod's Home Child, and that is happening in April. And the auditions are February 11th and 12th at the Surrey Little Theater on 184th Street. The Beauty Shop Dolls have another audition call. This is a vocal group, all female. They're primarily a trio, but they do have other singers that contribute as part-timers in swing and fill-ins and that kind of thing. So there's plenty of opportunities to get involved with this group. They do everything from 20s jazz standards to pop songs from the 50s and 60s. It's an a cappella vocal trio, kind of like a kind of Andrew Sisters kind of thing, but they're called Beauty Shop Dolls. So I guess there's kind of a barbershop quartet element to it as well. So the auditions are happening in the middle of the month, February 17th and 18th. And their contact information is at their website, Beauty Shop Dolls. Oh, here we go. BeautyShopDolls.com. There was a space there that I didn't see. And for the kids, if you are or know someone between the ages of 9 and 19 who love to sing, dance, act, and perform, you can be part of Camp Shakespeare, part of the Gotta Sing, Gotta Dance Musical Theater Summer Program. That's happening in July and August. There's two classes, and the auditions will be in late March, early April. And there's more information at theimpresario.ca. Vagabond Players in New Westminster doing Vinci, a Western Canadian premiere of a play by Maureen Hunter. And it's all about Leonardo da Vinci. It's happening in early April at the Bernie Legg Theatre in Queen's Park. The auditions are next week, February 11th, 12th, and 13th. Vagabondplayers.ca is their website. Vortex Theatre doing Anonymy, which is a play directed by and written by Emily Leclerc, and that's going to be happening in May. The auditions are on February 12th at Studio 16, which is at 7th and Granville. This is a French production, so you got to be able to work, improvise, and perform en français. Wild Women Theater doing a play called Spawn. This is happening in May, and they're looking for Vancouver-based Indigenous actors. So contact Nyla Carpenter or Cheyenne Scott at wildwomentheater@gmail.com or check out their Facebook page. And we've got Alchemy Theater doing a cabaret called Lucky in Love. This is going to be at the Backstage Lounge on Granville Island on Sunday, March 19th, one night only. Looking for anybody that's got an act. If you're a singer, actor, comedian, dancer, anyone else who would like to showcase a stage-worthy talent, anything. If you got anything that's like 2 to 5 minutes long, submit a short video to Carly June Friesen at alchemytheater.ca or just go to their website to find out more about that. And a couple of musicals coming up into the summer. We've got A Chorus Line by Marvin Hamlisch, and that's Fighting Chance going to be producing that at, it doesn't say where it's going to be, but the auditions are February 18th. Go to fightingchanceproductions.ca to find out more about that. And Theater in the Country in Maple Ridge, along with Theater in the Grove in Langley, are doing Fiddler on the Roof, the classic musical with Tevye has already been filled, by the way, so you can't be Tevye himself, but everybody else is up for grabs, and their audition is happening at the end of the month, February 24th and 26th, and that's in Maple Ridge. So you can go to theaterinthecountry.com for more information on that. And if you want to know more about these or any other audition notices, go to vancouveractorsguide.com or the Vancouver Public Library at vpl.ca. And if you have a notice that you would like read on the air, you can share it on the Dave Radio Facebook page at Dave Radio. Our email address is daveradiopodcast@hotmail.com. And I got one more event coming up that I wanted to let you know about. It's still a week and a half away. It's a St. Valentine's Day dance, Tuesday, February the 14th. It's called the Decentralized Dance Party, and it's part of a renowned social movement that will be also happening simultaneously in San Francisco and Austin, Texas. There's a Facebook page, which we will share on the Dave Radio page. In DPP fashion, it's another high-energy celebration connecting thousands of people of all ages, creeds, and cultures, taking to the streets of Vancouver with over 100 boomboxes, broadcasting a synchronized soundtrack of hashtag save love. It's happening Tuesday, February 14th. Hopefully we'll get somebody on next week to talk about it, but I just wanted to introduce you to the concept. And as I said, we'll put it on the Dave Radio Facebook page. And you know what? That's it. That's our show. Thanks for spending your lunch hour with us. Remember, if you have a song that needs airplay, a show that needs audience, an audition that needs actors, a class that needs students, a film shoot that needs background, whatever you got, we're here for you. Send your details to DaveRadioPodcast@hotmail.com and please like us on Facebook. If you missed any or all of today's show or want to relive glorious moments from the past, check out our podcast archives. We're at CITR.ca and it's also free on iTunes. Stick around. We got Fresh Slice up next, followed by Radio Zero at 2 o'clock. And as always, if he braves the snow. Napkin Boy will be here at 3:30 with Nardwar, the Human Serviette Presents. And Dave Radio will return next week at this same time. Thanks for listening, and bye-bye.